Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. About 15 minutes ago, the Commerce Department's Bureau of Economic Analysis announced its preliminary estimate of the change in the first quarter 2015 gross domestic product. As I recorded this commentary in advance on Tuesday afternoon, I can't tell you what the announcement stated about the growth or decline in the U.S. economy. However, I can tell you one thing about whatever figure is reported. No matter what the Commerce Department reports, it will overstate the true figure. How do I know this? 1 year ago, after the Commerce Department reported dismal results for the first quarter of 2014, it changed its methodology to report more positive results starting with the second quarter. The changes resulted in reporting GDP about 3% higher than before. For instance, the latest report for the fourth quarter of 2014 was a 2.2% growth in GDP. Under the methodology used in the first quarter of 2014, the result instead would have been almost a 1% contraction in the U.S. economy. In the Wall Street Journal's April 15 survey of the first quarter 2015 GDP, the consensus forecast was a rise of 1.4%. Using the methodology from a year ago, this would represent an economic contraction of about 1.5%. Whatever number the Commerce Department reported earlier today, you will have a more accurate idea of how the economy is really doing if you just subtract 3 percentage points from whatever is stated. Also keep in mind that today's announcement is only a preliminary figure. It will be revised at least twice in the coming months. Still, whatever numbers are reported, they will be deceptively wrong, overstating the health of the U.S. economy. The GDP report will not be the only lie from the U.S. government this week. On Friday, the monthly non-farm payrolls report for April will be issued by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Not only was the previous report statistically invalid by BLS standards, there is evidence that the reported jobs and unemployment rate were either altered or faked to report less bad results. Why should this month's report be any more honest? For your own protection, be skeptical of these and other government reports. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.